We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden squaring off at the campaign's closing debate last night, discussing the coronavirus pandemic, foreign interference in U.S. elections, immigration, and more. Let's bring in live a local right now, WWJ's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Scuba. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom and Roberta. Well, that was quite a different debate last night. It actually was one. And I always judge debates on two things. How many commercials can you get out of this debate performance to use against your opponent? And on that front, I think they tied. Look, there is going to be a commercial from the Biden people basically saying about the president, he said he's the least racist guy in the country. And then they're going to run comments about him criticizing football players who put down their knee and all sorts of other stuff to misprove that. On the other side, the Trump people take this to the bank. They're going to run a spot that says Joe Biden wants to, quote, destroy the oil industry. Now, of course, he wants to get rid of the oil industry, but he says he's not going to destroy it. But the problem for Mr. Biden, he had to explain what his position was, and Mr. Trump had the soundbite. Joe, you're going to destroy the oil industry. What do you think about that, Texas and Pennsylvania, which, by the way, are states that are in play? So they both came away with commercials that you're going to see as a result of this 90-minute exchange, which was more civil and certainly a little more entertaining with all the shouting edited out. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubik for WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, here comes Big Ten football this weekend. Finally, there won't be any bands, there won't be any cheerleaders, and there won't be any fans, but the Big Ten is ready to roll. Let's go live to WWJ's Tony Ortiz for more. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Roberta. That'll be most notable at Michigan State, who will open the season with a home game in East Lansing tomorrow afternoon against Rutgers. That'll be the first contest as the new Spartans head coach for Mel Tucker. As for Michigan, the Wolverines will hit the road for a primetime showdown against Minnesota tomorrow night. Revealing comment from offensive coordinator Josh Gattis, who says that Michigan actually benefited from the disruption in their schedule due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
When you have spring football and you have training camp, you know, you're always teaching fast because you got to get ready for the next day. Well, you know, we went through 6 months where we didn't have anything to get ready for. And so we were really able to take our time and take advantage of all the things that we had in front of us and really use them to our advantage.
The Michigan players will also wear a special series of decals on their helmets and uniforms for tomorrow's game that celebrate the unity and diversity that exists on the Ann Arbor campus. Live at the sports desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
FDA officials have approved a new drug to treat patients hospitalized with COVID-19. Remdesivir is a $3,000 IV treatment approved for use for those 12 years of age and over. Infectious disease expert Dr. Matthew Sims at Beaumont Hospital says he's surprised by the news.
Here's a drug that, you know, one study says shortens duration. Some other studies say don't, and this other study says really doesn't do anything, and this is a much larger study.
Well, the drug had already been in use for emergency patients.
A lawsuit being filed today over a stinky landfill in Metro Detroit. What's that smell? Let's go live to WWJ's Charlie Langton for the story. He's got a nose for news. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, good morning. And this is a stinky story here, Roberta, but we should get more details about a lawsuit filed today by Attorney General Dana Nessel against the Arbor Hills landfill. That's in Northville Township. Now, the reason, well, Roberta, the smell. Residents, especially those who live near an elementary school, have for years complained about the stench and the trash and a lot of other bad things. In fact, last year, a consent judgment was entered into by the state and Advanced Disposal, that's the owner of the landfill. But it looks like that was not enough. Now, according to its website, Advanced Disposal is the fourth largest solid waste company in the United States, and they do care about the environment. We'll follow this one. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Authorities across Metro Detroit are looking for three of six cars that were stolen from a rail yard in Romulus. CSX Railroad Police are in charge of the investigation. Say about 4 o'clock yesterday morning, several trespassers attempted to steal six vehicles. One of the drivers reportedly died after flipping one of the cars in a pond. Three of the vehicles have been found. It is unclear how many suspects were involved in that operation.
Today's the day Apple's new iPhone goes on sale, and for the first time, Apple isn't including headphones or the little brick charger. So what are the best headphones to buy for your phone that work great and aren't that expensive?
A lot of people aren't using those over-ear headphones anymore, but we actually have reviewed, for example, a pair of Sony headphones that we think are the best overall all-around headphones. These actually outcompete the Bose headphones that a lot of people tend to buy. Apple's other headphone maker, Beats, they actually sell a wireless earbuds that are very good. They're called the Beats Flex. If you want to get wireless headphones under $50, we recommend a company called MPOW, M-P-O-W. They actually are waterproof earbuds, and we have our whole recommendations on CNET of it, of course. And then if you want, you know, the best wireless headphones you can get these days, earbuds, we actually recommend you go with Apple's AirPod Pros.
That's Ian Schur of CNET.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.